So let's go ahead and practice using the IAM service to create users in AWS. So in the search bar, I just type IAM and I go into the IAM console. So upon arriving on the IAM dashboard, we have some security recommendations that we can, for now, not care about. And what I want to draw your attention to is that on the left-hand side, we go to users. So this is where we're going to create users for IAM. But first, let's notice something. If you go to the top right corner and click on global, you can see that the region selection is not active. That means that IAM as an entire service is a global service, and therefore there is no region to be selected. When you create a user in IAM, it will be available everywhere. But some other consoles we'll see in this course will be region specific. So just something to notice. Okay, so now we have users. And why do we create users? Well, we create users because right now we are using what's called the root user. So if you click on this, you see there's just the account ID available to you. So when you have it, that means you're using the root account, and it's not best practice to use the root account. So therefore, we want to create users, such as admin users, that will allow us to use our account more safely. So for this, let's go ahead and create a user. And I will provide a username, for example, Stefan. So of course, I want to provide myself access to the management console. So I'm going to do this. And we have the option to use Identity Center, which is recommended, or to create an IAM user. I will choose the second option because it is more simple. And from an exam perspective, this is the one you need to know about. But don't worry, this does not affect how your course is going to go. Okay, so we create an IAM user. And now we have to set the password. So if this was a user that was not me, I would leave it as auto-generated password. And I would leave this so that the user must change his password at the next sign-in. But because it is me, I'm just going to enter a custom password, and I'm going to untick this because I don't need to change my password at the next login. So let's click on next. Next, we have to add permissions to this user. So we can add it directly, or we can get started with groups. So let's create a group, and we're going to create a group. The group name is going to be admin, and the policy name is going to be administrator access. So now that this is done, we can add the user into the admin group. So let's click on next. And we can review everything right now. So we have the username, the permissions on the group, and we have tags. And tags are everywhere in AWS. They are optional, but they allow you to give metadata to many of your resources. For example, I could say that the department of Stefan is engineering. This is not something I'm going to do everywhere in the course, but I want to show you once how you can add tags to resources in AWS. Okay, so now the user is created successfully. So now we can email signing instructions or download CSV files, and then we can log in with this user. But first, let's return to the user list and have a look at everything. So here is my user list. Here is me. And we also have groups. So if I go to the left-hand side, user groups, we have admins. So let's observe admins. So admins has one user in it named Stefan. And if you look at permissions of admins, you see that there is administrator access attached to the admin group. Now, if I go to my user Stefan in here, we can look at permission policies and see it also has administrator access. But this one has not been attached directly. It has been attached via the group admin. So that means that Stefan inherited any permissions of the group admin it is in. And this is why we put users in groups. It is a bit more simple to manage permissions this way. So now let's go back to our dashboard, and we want to sign in with our user Stefan. So first, what we can do is look at our AWS account, and it has an account ID and a signing URL. Now you can customize this signing URL very easily by creating what's called an account alias. So it could be AWS Stefan V3, and then create alias. So whatever alias until someone hasn't created it, so it has to be unique. For example, V5 is available. So now using this alias, I can simplify my signing URL. Now, to sign in using my Stefan account, we could use the same browser, or we could create a new browser window in private mode. And the benefit of doing this is that we can have two windows side by side using AWS. So if you don't do this, that's fine. But if you log in using the Stefan account on the right-hand side window, then you will be disconnected on the left-hand side. This is the only difference. So to use two accounts at the same time, the root on the left and my account on the right, what I'm doing as a trick is that I'm using a private window on my web browser, and Chrome has this feature, Firefox has this feature, Safari has this feature, and so on. So by pasting the signing URL, as you can see, I get the sign in and as an IAM user. And to get to this page, we can go back to one. And as you can see, when you do a sign-in on AWS, you have the root user sign-in or the IAM user sign-in. So to get back to this, we go to IAM user. We enter either the account ID or the account alias that I can copy in here. And then we are taken to this page. So the IAM username is going to be Stefan, and the password is going to be whatever you have set from before. Then you sign in. So now the cool thing is that if I look at the top right-hand side, I am logged in using my IAM user. So it says the account ID and the IAM user. But if I look on the top right-hand side of here, it just says the account ID, which shows me it's the root account. So here we are. We have the root account logged in on the left-hand side through a normal window, and we have the IAM user logged in on the right-hand side through a private window. Please make sure not to lose your root account logins and your admin login. Otherwise, you will be in deep trouble with your account and you'll have to contact AWS for support. Unfortunately, I cannot help you with this. Now, from a course perspective, I recommend you use your IAM user and not your root user, but this is just a normal recommendation. Sometimes you'll see me using root, sometimes I'll be using IAM user. But when you have to use root or when you have to use an IAM user, I will let you know in the course. So don't worry about that. Now for the rest of the section, please keep these two windows open, and I will see you in the next lecture.